Code to Zero by Ken Follett, read by Lorelei King. He woke up scared, terrified, his heart pounding, his body taut. He felt something dreadful had happened, but he did not know what. He was lying on a hard floor. He was cold, he hurt everywhere, and had some kind of hangover. Headache, dry mouth, a feeling of nausea. There was an unpleasant smell of strong disinfectant. He opened his eyes. He was in a public toilet. He'd been sleeping on the floor of a men's room. What the hell had happened to him? He got to his feet and looked around. In a corner was what looked like a bundle of old clothes. He asked himself how he'd got here. What had happened last night? He could not remember. What was his name? He did not know. He turned to the long mirror above the row of basins. He saw a filthy hobo dressed in rags with matted hair, dirty face, and a crazy stare. The hobo was himself. He could no longer hold back the panic. He opened his mouth, shouted, "Who am I?"
"Pipe down, Luke. You're a bum."
So, his name was Luke. The bundle of old clothes moved. A face appeared.
"Who are you?"
"I'm Pete, you retard."
I've lost my memory."
"I ain't surprised. You drank most of a bottle of bourbon. I didn't hardly get any."
"What's my last name? Luke what?"
"How the hell am I supposed to know?"
Pete got to his feet.
"I need some breakfast."
Luke realized he was hungry. He searched the pockets of his raincoat, jacket, and pants. All were empty. No money, no wallet, no clues.
"I'm broke."
"No kidding. Come on."
Pete stumbled through a doorway. Luke followed. He was in a vast, grandiose train station. Mahogany benches stood in rows on the marble floor. On a high stone lintel atop rows of pillars, surreal stone warriors with helmets and shields stood guard. Far above their heads was a vaulted ceiling, richly decorated with gilded octagons.
"What is this place?"
"Union Station, D.C.
"Hey! Hey, you!"
A stout man in railroad uniform bore down on them.
"This ain't a flophouse. Damn bums, scram!"
It was dark outside. The streets were quiet, and the air was bitterly cold. The city was not awake yet.
"Where are we headed?"
"Gospel shop on H Street. We can get free breakfast."
Pete followed a zigzag route through a low-rent neighborhood until they came to a small church. They entered by a side door and went down to the crypt. At one end was an upright piano and a small pulpit. At the other, a dumpy woman stirred a big pot on a kitchen range. Beside her, a gray-bearded man wearing a clerical collar looked up from a coffee urn.
"Come in. Come into the warm."
Pete said,
"Morning, Pastor Lonergan."
"You're early for breakfast, but there's coffee. We'll have a word of prayer in a few minutes, and by the time we're done, Mrs. Lonergan's famous oatmeal should be cooked to perfection."
They sat at a rough plank table, and Luke studied his companion. Pete was young, about 25, he guessed. He had a dark red birthmark that ran from his right ear to his jawline. His teeth were uneven and discolored.
"What are you staring at?"
Luke shrugged. On the table was a newspaper. He looked for the date. 29 January 1958. And his eye was caught by the headline, "U.S. Moon Stays Earthbound." He read on. "Cape Canaveral, Tuesday. The U.S. Navy today abandoned a second attempt to launch its space rocket Vanguard after multiple technical problems. American hopes of launching a space satellite to rival the Soviet Sputnik now rest with the Army's rival Jupiter missile." Luke looked up as some more bums drifted in. Then the pastor extemporized a prayer.